This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Caroline Ezra on the evening, edition 6:37 p.m. Now, it should have been a happy ending, but it doesn't look as if the Grab and Uber union is necessarily getting a happy ending.
So no happy ending and no satisfaction even.
Yes. So here's what we know from the story. I guess, you know, in the past few days or so with regards to what's happening in Singapore, there's been some concern as to whether it goes against any competition laws with regards to the Grab and Uber merger. And as a result, the Land Public Transport Commission, or SPAD, will be meeting with the Malaysia Competition Commission I guess over these reports and to have seen whether they actually apply here as well in the same vein.
Yep. So, because this has been going on for a while. I don't know about you, but I have a little bit of a Gruber burnout, you know, the Grab.
Sorry, a Gruber burnout.
I think everybody's calling it
that. Is that right?
I don't know.
Am I missing it on social media? All right. Okay, let's go with Gruber. Us.
Okay, so it feels as though it's one issue after another, right? Since the 26th of March, that was when it was announced. I mean, they were worried about price hikes, then worried about the loss of jobs, then competition. Of course,
yes.
Monopoly, and now enter promises because SPAD has apparently made a promise that they will not be raising any prices. They promised Prime Minister's Department, Dato' Sri Nancy Shukri, that the company will not increase their prices after the takeover.
Yes, and so taking a look at some of the developments in Singapore, the Competition Commission of Singapore said it found reasonable grounds to suspect the deal for Grab to buy out Uber Technologies Incorporated, its network in the region, was in fact detrimental to competition in the Republic. And the Singaporean agency said it commenced investigations into the transaction and proposed interim measures, essentially that will require Uber and Grab to maintain their, pre-transaction independent pricing.
I'm not really sure whether they can do that. It is the first time the Commission has actually issued interim measures on any business in the country. So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out.
Helping us to make sense of this from a legal perspective is lawyer Shanti Kandia from SK Chambers. Now, they specialize in competition law, data protection, and cyber laws. Shanti, thank you for joining us on the evening edition. Now, with Singapore's Competition Commission launching an investigation into this merger, what exactly happens from then? Because according to reports, the commission has proposed that the companies maintain their, what they're describing as, pre-transaction independent pricing. First of all, can they do this?
Yes. This is called an interim measure. So while CCS is investigating the merger, it is saying to the companies that you need to behave as two independent companies and not as a merged entity, and until they've completed the merger. So essentially, you keep your businesses separate, you maintain your independent pricing policies and products, and they shouldn't integrate the businesses until the investigation is complete.
Right. So, Shanti, Singapore has said that they have reasonable grounds to suspect that the deal is detrimental to competition. Is our definition of what constitutes competition, very different? Mm.
So, in the case of Singapore, what they have is a provision on mergers. So, the Singapore authorities have the power to block or even unwind an anti-competitive merger because the merger is said to substantially lessen competition in the market. So an entity is too big when they merge and they anticipate that prices will go up, they have the ability to block that merger. In Malaysia, we do not have that third limb. It's sort of one of three limbs. Our competition law has prohibitions on cartels, prohibitions on abuse of dominant position, but it doesn't give our Competition Commission the power to pre-authorize or to approve or to even block a merger. So in a sense, it's missing a third limb. So the only way in which the Competition Commission could potentially at least regulate or at least investigate the affairs of the merged entity is if that merged entity abuses its dominant position. An important thing to remember is becoming dominant is not a prohibition in Malaysia. It is just the abusing of that dominant position. So, for example, if you were to increase your prices and the pricing is to be excessive, or maybe you have exclusive arrangements across the board with all the drivers that they are not available to anybody else. Predatory pricing, if your prices are too low in a way that you eject other your competitors from the market, these are some of the typical abuses of dominance that are actioned.
Shanti, with this merger taking place on a regional level, is it possible at all for the Malaysian government to intervene in this merger?
See, the Malaysian government, and in this case, the authority, the competent authority, is the Malaysian Competition Commission. They would be interested in the welfare of the Malaysian consumer. So their focus will be on the Malaysian consumer. Something you do anywhere in the world, if it affects the Malaysian consumer, then technically they have jurisdiction. However, the Malaysian authorities, for the reason I explained earlier, don't have the power to block the merger in Malaysia because we don't have these merger control laws. So technically Grab and Uber would be allowed to merge, but the way that the authorities here would regulate it is to make sure that they don't abuse their dominant position.
Right. Shanti, thank you very much for that. That was Shanti Kandia from SK Chambers, a law firm that specializes in competition law.
Yep, and I suppose with what Shanti said earlier about making sure that Grab doesn't abuse their dominance goes hand in hand with they've promised Dato' Sri Nancy Shukri, right, in that discussion just last week, where they assured her that they will not increase prices here in Malaysia.
Yeah, well, folks, call us at 03-771-09000 if you're worried that Grab has essentially monopolized the e-hailing service sector in the country. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.